right, and the Marconi goes to Rachel Ryan from KSCSFX.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Thank you.
I really didn't think that was going to let it bother me, but I'm bothered.
Thanks for that song, Dan.
Oh, no, that
well played, sir.
That just goes out to a couple friends I have. They're out of, you guys don't know them, so I'm totally different. But they're out of town right now, and they're just having a tough day. It goes out to them.
So good. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app and actually doing the show this morning from our Odyssey studios in New York City. We were at the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards last night. It was at the Javits Center. And as we get ready to leave the hotel to go to the award ceremony, I get a phone call from my daughter, Courtney, that her twin sister, who is not supposed to have her baby until October 14th, is having some issues. And they're going to possibly do an emergency C-section because they're worried the baby's not moving.
Right.
And you know, they're not sure about the heartbeat. And so obviously, you know, now my mind has completely shifted from the award ceremony.
Yeah.
To calling my wife, hey, like, you know, can you kind of help manage the situation? My signal's in and out.
Yep.
I'm going to be at a big building at the Javits Center. I don't know if
there's
I'm going to be able to get messages.
Yeah.
And then also, all of our bosses have come in from all over the country.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share with you, but I didn't want to share with you because I didn't want to take away from our moment.
Oh, please.
And I know that.
Family
and
first, always.
I know that. And so... We lose. But that's all right. We're drinking red wine. We're having a good time.
It is what it is.
Right? We're licking our wounds. I've got this wonderful picture that I showed to Kennedy of Willow Jade.
Who and is then it's all better.
5 pounds, 15 ounces.
Only thing that matters.
My daughter, Kristen. Yeah. Everybody's doing great. Baby's great. Yeah. Everything's fine. So we're just sitting there. And now, I mentioned this earlier. The host of the evening was Bobby Bones. And if you don't know who that is, he's a nationally syndicated country morning radio show personality. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He won Dancing with the Stars. He's got TV shows. You know, he made a joke last night that he was, you know, like flea market Ryan Seacrest or something. Which he made some joke about himself. I can't remember. So I've known Bobby probably 10, 15 years through the industry. Mm-hmm. And we text every once in a while. And if we're in the same place, we might catch up for a coffee or whatever. And so we had been texting back and forth over the past couple of days, you know, maybe try and get together. And so after we lost last night, I text him. Because he was off stage, somebody else was presenting, and I just texted him and I said, you know, 21 years in this business and we've never been nominated for anything, and I can now say not winning sucks. Right? So about 10, 15 minutes later, he comes out on stage and he reads my text in this big conference room of some of the biggest broadcasters in the world.
He read your personal text on stage in front of everybody.
Whoa,
okay.
And I was just like, what is he doing? And so Kennedy, who, you know, had some wine.
Oh, gosh, come on. Can we stop
So, and Kennedy is like talking to other people and she doesn't really hear what's happening.
I was not paying attention. And so I was
like,
all out.
All right. And so she's like kneeling on the ground next to me where I'm sitting, and I tap her and I'm like, Kennedy, you need to listen. What is happening? Mm-hmm. And Bobby's like, Carson, where are you? Carson, I want to bring you up on stage.
Right.
No.
And like all of the room is silent and everybody's kind of looking around. I'm slinking down in my chair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going up there. Carson, I got it. We have a trophy for you. Please come up. And I'm like, now the people at our table are going, Carson, you have to go up. You have to go up. Uh-huh. Kennedy's like, you got to go up. You got to go up.
Let's just get it over with, whatever it is.
And I'm like, I'm not going up unless you go up.
So obviously, I'm a ride or die. I go with you.
You want to explain what happens at that point?
I don't really know, to be honest. The whole thing is like a blackout fever dream. I just know that he brought out an award he won.
So he was named like, he won like a humanitarian award.
A nice award. And then he brought that out and then made the photographer come over and take a picture of you holding that award. So I guess you could say that you held an award. I really don't know.
So he made you hold his award on stage so you could say that you've held an award?
It was just all really weird and didn't make sense and it felt really awkward.
How were you feeling in that moment, Carson?
Well, I text him.
He was not happy.
Afterwards. And I said, I have to be honest with you, that's the most embarrassing moment that I've had in my radio career. I'm not sure what you thought you were doing, but it was awful and condescending.
Good for you for speaking your mind.
And he texted me back, sincere apologies, never the intent. And I wrote back, wow, what a heartfelt apology. And then he texted me again a little bit later, and he's like, doing press, sorry, and then went into this.
Big time, Jeff.
Yeah. It was just...
It was awkward. Like, I know that there's going to be a picture. I don't even want to see it.
Right.
Like,
And now people, I'm seeing people that I don't even know after the event. And as they're walking by, they're looking at me like pretending to hold up a trophy and snap
like
a photo.
Yeah, they thought it was a bit. I think they thought it was a pre-planned bit.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Because even other people that we knew there came up and they were like, what was that about?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He must have saw it on your face, like, what are you doing, dude?
I can't imagine what that photograph is going to look like. I cannot imagine.
So yeah. I guess you got to hold an award last night at the...
Yeah.
Marconi's?
Did I mention I had my third grandbaby?
And there, that's all that matters.
Did I mention that part?
All that matters,
Willow
friend.
Jane is happy and healthy?
And that's all that matters.
Perspective, son. Perspective.
Yep. That's it.
It was an honor just to be nominated.
It really was.
Please hit a button, Dan.
Okay, let's get us out of here.
I don't ever want to do that again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.